This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, yes. I mean, don't you feel rested? Don't you feel reinvigorated? It is DiPietro and Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. The day after Memorial Day, that, as you we all know, some gave all and others also gave all, obviously. I say good morning to my partner in crime, the great, talented Rick DiPietro. How are you?
We're back, baby.
We're back.
We're back.
Big week for us.
Big week. Huge week. I mean, huge Thursday coming up.
Huge week.
Can't wait.
Very excited.
It's getting me through the week. A little Tuesday action today. Listened to the show yesterday. Raymond did not screw it up. Made a point not to screw it up. Did us all very proud.
What, to screw up the stars? Is that what it was?
Some gave all.
He got it right.
He got it right.
Okay, good. You know what? He's been working on it for a year.
Obviously.
obviously. And he got it right, and that's good for him.
It's great for him. I'm sure we're going to get some stories at some point today, I hope. From your little weekend to Baltimore.
Philadelphia.
Maybe trying to fight people.
Well, I wasn't looking for a fight.
I think you
Trouble
were.
Trouble found me. I wasn't. I wasn't looking for a fight. I was just minding my own business, walking down the streets of Princeton, and a collegiate tried to pick a fight with me.
Yeah. And listen, I give you credit. You didn't back down.
Well, because I, you know what it is? It's like reactionary. You know like when the doctor hits you in the knee and your leg just jumps? That's what it was like. He said something I didn't like, and my leg jumped.
Can we say what you said?
Why not? Why could you not?
Well, because it's a college kid. You're with your wife and your two sons.
Right.
Yeah, for Ben, who's considering going to Princeton.
Well,
hopefully.
I want him to see all the schools.
Yeah, but hopefully.
In a perfect world.
It would be a dream for you to
if this kid could go to Princeton,
right.
Yes. I think it's probably unrealistic. Do you know what percentage get into Princeton?
Less than 1%.
No. You said so confidently. 4%.
That's close.
Of applicants get in.
All right.
So the odds of him getting in are very slim.
I was trying to make it sound very difficult.
4% is very difficult.
All right, so you're there with your two kids.
Right.
Your beautiful wife.
Right.
Who's battling through
battling,
a fully reconstructed ACL.
Doesn't say a word.
Doesn't say
all
a word.
She does is hobble her way around campus.
She's just a little hobble.
Yep.
You've clearly had too much sun in your face, as we can all see today.
I got burned.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what it was?
You look like a piece of jerky.
We were at the lacrosse Final Four, and I think to myself, you know, I should probably put some sunblock on before we go in. And I did! And we're like halfway, because it was a marathon lacrosse Final Four, like halfway through game two, like, it's very hot here, isn't it? And they look at me like that. You're burning.
You look like a raisin.
I was like, burning? They're like, you burning. You better get, I mean, there was no clouds. It was, the sun is baking down. And yeah, I took a little sun.
All right, so we're there.
I'm glad you're so giggly this morning.
So tell the people what you said. Tell them what happened. Because I think this is more important than how good Aaron Judge is.
I don't know about that.
Nah, I think this has to lead the show.
Judge stopped the home run and almost hit three and hit two.
But he did it the first time he did it.
Right.
Did it the other night, too.
So you want to, the Princeton story is what you're looking for?
Yes, because I think what you said is, I mean, as a 50-year-old man with your family and kid trying to hopefully go to Princeton.
Right.
Not something that you probably want to say, but that's just you.
All right. Well, so we're walking through Princeton, which is, I don't know if you've ever been.
It's gorgeous.
I mean, just gorgeous. And you know, because I had clothes packed, and I thought I'm going to wear. So I was wearing a sweatshirt actually on Friday. We get to Princeton, it's hot. Take my sweatshirt off, and I had a Giants T-shirt on underneath. Now I made a point because you guys made such a thing. Don't wear any Giants gear to the link. So I didn't bring a hat, which is partly the reason that I'm all burned, is because I didn't wear a hat on Saturday. Nothing Giants related, but I figured Princeton would probably be a safe space, right? It's a college campus. There's probably not a ton of kids there walking around campus. Giants T-shirt, and this college student at Princeton walks by, stares me right in the eyes, and says, "Go Birds." And I just, my reaction was admittedly immature.
Go Birds.
And rapid.
And what was it?
Your mother. Yeah. Listen.
You didn't miss a beat, did you?
No.
50-year-old like, man. Your mother.
Yeah. And he's like, "Excuse me?" I was like.
Gave him the Sean Connery.
I said, "I think you heard what I said." And he stared at me, and he decided he didn't want a piece of this. And he turned around, and he walked away.
Your poor
and
family.
And Ax goes, why did you say his mother? And I was like, I don't know.
It was a reflex.
I told you, like, when the doctor hits you in the knee and it goes jabbing up to make sure your reflexes are working properly, that was the equivalent of what I did by just not screaming to him, just glaring right at him and saying, "Your mother.
Goldberg's your mother."
Yeah, that's right. You couldn't see that?
No, of course I could. That's why I think it's so funny. Yeah.
Goldberg.
Your mother.
What a trip you had.
And
what
I'd do it again. Trip.
I know you would. That's the scary part is you would do it again. It's fine, though. That's what makes you you.
Sorry.
That's why we love you.
Sorry. This is what I do.
This is exactly what you do.
This is, I mean, listen, I can't help myself. I can't help myself. And I don't look to change. I don't want to be different. Well, I don't want to change.
No, we don't want you to change. Here's the thing, and I'm proud of you, because you at least you wore the Giants t-shirt at Princeton as opposed to what you suggested earlier last week was to the link in Philly.
Right.
Which would have been
because
so
I took your guys' advice. And I said, you know what, that doesn't seem like it's the right thing to do. Why look for trouble? But I thought Princeton, you know, the collegiate university that it is, not on top of Philadelphia, I could get away with the Giants jersey. And it was under a sweatshirt. So I didn't even know that it was going to make an appearance, but it was warm enough that it made an appearance, and that's what happened.
Yeah, that's fine.
So there you go.
Well, at least you have some form of, like, intimidation a little bit. Because had you said, "You heard me," and then he just mauled
not like
you.
He was the captain of the wrestling team.
Well, he just mauled you.
Right. Could you imagine that? He said, because he knew every, like, you know, piece of the body. So he's like, "I just took, you know, threatening biology last semester." And he, like, starts to beat me up with his thumb. Right? That didn't happen.
It wouldn't have been a great start to the trip.
No, not even a little bit. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. I believe we have someone in the studio later that I wouldn't get in the
face. On the phone. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's on the phone.
Yeah, had you not showed up like 2 minutes before the show, on the phone today.
Oh, then I can be bold.
You can say whatever you want.
Right.
This can be like a New York Jets spotlight kind of interview. Challenge him.
Well, I didn't challenge the Jets players.
Well, I mean, you try to have them say crazy stuff, so I dare you.
I'll push
for that. Your chest.
I'll push for anything
what
I can
get.
What
if you find out he's an Eagles fan? Or no,
they're going to cancel him. we'll cancel him.
He would kill you.
If we cancel him?
No, I mean, just
what's his
general
name? RJ Michael Chandler?
Yeah, that is his name.
Mm-hmm. And he's got a big fight this weekend? Is that his...
No, he doesn't have a big fight. It's not this weekend.
It's not this weekend.
What's wrong with this guy?
Well, how would I know?
I don't know. Emails,
maybe read your notes.
Premature look-aheads. I don't know.
General discussion.
Listen, I got the name right. What are you guys looking for?
You
so fill me in name on Michael Chandler. Tell me about this gentleman.
Well, he has an upcoming fight.
Who's he fighting?
Conor McGregor. You're right about that. He's also one of the, I believe, the coaches.
Yes, it's him and McGregor, the coaches.
And there's a new UFC show that's going to be airing that you can watch. There's a lot. Now's not the time.
You're doing nothing.
They're coaches for The Ultimate Fighter.
Okay, great.
Right. So they get through the season, and then the culmination of the season is they fight. And we all watch.
I like it.
So we ask him about that.
Good.
And you try to get him fired.
I'm not going to try to get him anything.
You do it.
Michael, tell me about your fight this weekend.
Michael, tell me about you. I don't even know who you are.
Who are you? Who do you root for? What are your teams? He's from Missouri. He's probably a Chiefs fan.
Listen, you dodged a beating this weekend. Let's see if
I didn't
you can dodge
a beating. It was like a computer science major. I would have been fine. He didn't want any piece of that.
You hope.
I probably had 40 pounds and 4 inches on the
You never know.
He would have smashed a beaker
and
right
I'd
over
been
your
with
head
me.
That was your saving grace.
That's my ace in the hole.
That was your saving grace.
All right, so last night, game 7. Oh, what a treat that was to watch the Celtics on their home court get hammered in that game. Oh, what a treat.
Yeah, what a treat. I mean, I don't know how you want to look at it because, I mean, being down 3-0, the way that, you know, game three, it was just, it looked like the Celtics quit. So backs against the wall, they battle all the way back. Not great that Tatum, you know, rolls his ankle first play of the game, but you got to give Miami tons of credit, man.
I don't know how they get up. Been able to do. I do not know how they get up from game six. I give them so much. You talk about giving them credit. As a fan, I didn't even care who won. And watching that game, I was like, oh, like it was so deflating. How in the world?
I think
Miami
speaks to, I mean, I know it's cheesy, but the Heat culture, man. I think it starts
with, you're right.
It starts with Riley and then it trickles down to Spo. And even watch Spo after the game. I mean, talking about it's never been easy for us. We knew it was going to be hard and we're going to find a way. I promise you, we're going to find a way. Like they went to Boston. They already had a flight booked for Denver, and they came out. They go off that 14-4 run to end the first quarter, and then Boston talk about living and dying by the three.
Ugh.
They were just
everything was
up
a three.
Threes.
And Tatum wasn't right. I you say give him credit. I couldn't give him more credit. I mean, you're doing it without. Let's be fair now. Hero and Oladipo are two legitimate, you know, components.
He is, but I think a lot of people would argue that because there's no Hero, that makes you better defensively. But I mean, it also allows.
Okay. Caleb Martin
to step up the way he has. Caleb Martin probably should have won.
He was awesome.
I know
in that
Jimmy
game
Butler
last night.
Got it, but I mean, Caleb Martin could make a good case.
Awesome. They have no size. I mean, Adebayo is their only guy that can realistically rebound the ball. They're not a great three-point shooting team, but they were great last night. I mean, you got to give them so much credit. You mentioned what Spoelstra had to say. Let's take a listen to the Eastern Conference champion head coach. Here is Eric Spoelstra.
What happened last year was on our mind, and it drove us this year. And that's what you always hope for competition, that it can drive you to a higher level. And I think that's what you saw in this series this year, to be able to have to overcome a lot of stuff. And probably people can relate to this team. Life is hard. Professional sports is just kind of a reflection sometimes of life. Things don't always go your way. The inevitable setbacks happen, and it's how you deal with that. Collectively, there's a lot of different ways that it can go. It can sap your spirit. It can take a team down for whatever reason. But this group, it steeled us and made us closer.
They're amazing. I mean, really, I can't think of enough positive adjectives to use to describe this team. They are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I'm the same as you. I thought the second that Derek White tipped that ball in, that was going to be the end. Going back to Boston, trying to pick yourself up from a loss like that, I mean, you could taste it. Right? I mean, Marcus Smart.
It was over.
Like, it was up. You did a pretty good job defending the possession. He gets the shot up. It misses.
Wasn't a great-looking shot.
Well, but I mean, that's
right the time with no time, right? No,
right, they challenge it. They put the 3 seconds on the clock.
Right.
He gets the shot up and then give Derek White credit, too. Why am I going to hang around by the three-point line? I'm going to crash the boards. He tips it in. And then going into game seven, I mean, Celtics, I don't like that people keep saying it, but I understand why they're saying it. Because just strictly, like, when you look at the teams side-by-side, you would think. Now, it's not how it played out, but you would think that Boston should be the better team. Boston going in after the momentum that they get going, winning game six the way that they did, especially when they shot as bad as they shot, to win that game on that last second tip-in, that they would carry that momentum into Boston and be a team that makes history. And, I mean, Jaylen Brown had 8 turnovers. They shot like garbage. They were 0-10 from 3 in the first quarter. I mean,
they have like 15 points in the first quarter?
It was awful.
They barely scored the basketball.
Well, I know. I mean, listen, dude. I mean, they were 9 of 42 from 3 in the game. Shot 21%. And they were just hoisting them up.
That was their entire offense. The Tatum injury, I think, hurt them. I don't know that they would have won anyway, Boston, but the Tatum injury clearly hurt them. I mean, he was compromised the
entire.
And
he said it after the game. He was shell of himself, which sucks. But listen, I mean, the story for me was Miami. I mean, this is an A seed, and they're not just a normal A seed. They found a way, and Jimmy Butler, I think, is the definition of this. Like, when it's the playoffs, like, he's able to take his game to a different level. Like, you talk about, like, their offense and their three-point shooting during the regular season was not good. It was bad. Like, some of the worst in the NBA. And then all of a sudden, playoffs hit, and it's a completely different team.
Remarkable is what it is. Now, more painful, if you're a fan of Boston, would you prefer to have just lost Game 6? Or would you prefer to win? I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you brought it, I mean, you win game six, bring it home.
You have the whole weekend now to be excited. Monday night, right? You think yourself is going to be a coronation, first team in the history of the NBA to come back from down 0-3. And you led early, and it went away, and you never got back into that game.
No, never got back. And then on top of that, I mean, you had your hockey team that won historically great hockey team lose to the Panthers. And now your Celtics, who were
good.
Well, no, they were better than good. I mean,
I'm saying good that this happened.
Right, good that it happened. But you're talking about two teams. I mean, the Boston Bruins, it was them and everyone else to win the Stanley Cup.
And else in the first round.
And then it was the Celtics and the Bucks, pretty much. There's the two teams that people thought would win the NBA championship.
And they both went out to the Miami Heat.
To Miami teams, yeah.
Yep. And that, so that starts Thursday, right? The same day as the tailgate.
Thursday, and then we got, what, hockey on Saturday, I think?
Isn't that till Saturday?
The Stanley Cup
game 7 was going to be Wednesday. But I guess because Saturday no game 7, then they're going to push it to Saturday. Saturday's the 3rd.
Yeah, so that's Saturday.
Yep.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
What fight song is this, Princeton?
That's right. This was playing in that kid's head while he was thinking about what he wanted to do to you.
Do to me. Let's go. You want to go?
Meanwhile, he's like the wrestling champion. Nope. And before you knew it, you would have been in a cross-faced chicken.
Could you imagine that? You want to tussle?
Sherry would have to save your life.
The cobra clutch on me.
Yeah, please, please don't hurt my husband. Yeah, please.
Please, Dad. What are you doing to Dad? You know,
speak with my hands. They're visual weapons is what they
that's
are.
That's right. That's all I have to do. That's I what distract you have with one of my hands, yeah, and I kick visual, him right in the you-know-where. Visual weapons.
Visual
look
weapons.
Look up here. Look up here. Boom. Ha-ha. You can't get us.
Taunting the tiger, the Princeton tiger.
It didn't even get close.
No,
to that,
I'll tell you, the sound bite you should be playing is the kid would have come at him. And you carry, you carry, Ben, you carry.
Why would you lock yourself into his fifth year option if you don't even?
Oh my God, are you all right?
You carry.
Save me, Ben.
This is what I do.
Alex would have jumped on his back.
Alex would be no help.
They would have attacked.
Give me all your money.
You're right, because he's you. You both would have been running, and you left Sherry and Ben there by themselves to...
They'd have been fine.
...to figure out the situation.
If Sherry didn't have a torn ACL, I have no doubt that she could have probably taken this kid. And Ben would have smothered him.
Especially if she had those riding boots on. Love those boots.
What, really? Honestly, really?
I'm just trying to be nice.
It's not nice. It's weird.
That's not weird. You got a beautiful wife. What am I going to tell you? I'm not the only one. Look at all the A-list celebrities that try to date her.
That's true.
Right, so I got good taste.
Terrific.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point. The boots are a little odd, but whatever.
Nice look.
Mets or Yankees? You want to hear what annoys me?
Yeah.
I'm being serious now.
No, I know.
No. This is a serious thing, and I think RJ and Raymond will agree, even if you don't. It's Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. It's one of the great days that you can just take a step back and reflect and spend time with family and friends and really kind of encompass what the day is all about. And I think part of that is get to enjoy the baseball games. And I have no Mets and the Yankees at 10 o'clock at night. You have got to be kidding me.
But you had Game 7 in the NBA.
I understand that.
You had Game 6 in the NHL.
I get it. Okay. Game 7 NBA, 8:30.
Okay.
Game 6 in the NHL, 8 o'clock. I had nothing
You pay all the money for the fancy MLB package.
I don't want to watch Rays and
Cubs. Peruse.
I don't want, no, the Mets.
Marcus Stroman pitched great.
The Mets
watch that.
Or the Yankees should have been playing at some point during the day. The fact that the Mets didn't play is almost criminal.
Did the Mets need to play?
Well, then you're missing the point, though. The Mets should be playing on Memorial Day.
They just lost a back-to-back series to the Cubs and the Rockies.
I'm not saying the Mets are good. They should be playing. Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day.
I agree.
These teams should be playing.
Yes, I agree. It would be a nice day for baseball, yes.
Right?
Completely agree. And yesterday was beautiful out.
Gorgeous out.
Gorgeous out.
Can you imagine the Mets were home? Citi Field, four games set against Philadelphia. You would have gotten how many, 40,000 people there, 35,000?
Probably
would have been
back.
A scene. Would have been great. Yep. But no, nothing. Empty stadium. Nothing.
No, nothing. And they probably, let's be honest, they probably needed the day after what happened in the last two games where they score.
I'm not saying they didn't need the day.
You score 17 runs and lose two games to the Rockies.
It's unbelievable. You know, do you feel like this every time? And by the way, the phone lines are open, people. 1-800-919-3776. Every time they take a step forward. Every single time. It's like, okay. You know, they win a couple games. The Scherzer pitches well on Friday. Maybe they've righted the ship. Now you got Verlander on the mound against God knows who he was facing on Saturday. And you go and you lay an absolute egg. I mean, Verlander was awful. You have a 6-2 lead. You blow it. It's disgusting is what it is.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, right now it's... I'm surprised, honestly, it's not worse with how this whole thing is unfolded. But, I mean, right now they're a mediocre team. They're a 500 team. And their record reflects that. And the fact that, I mean, Scherzer pitched well, that's great. I mean, we keep talking about how important he's going to be as we move forward. But you're right. I mean, you had all these good vibes. I go to the game, I get the win streak started, and then all of a sudden, now we're back to...
Right out the window.
Yeah, right out the window. And the fact that Verlander got lit up the way he got lit up, and I get it's Colorado, but still.
But it's always an excuse, though. Like you talk about with Max Scherzer, right? And it's always a shoulder, a scapula, a finger, a blister, or this. It's like, well, it's Colorado. It's short rest. It's long rest. It's too much this. I don't care. I mean, you're Justin Verlander. Go out there and give me 7 innings of 4-run ball. That's it. I'm not looking for you to go 7 no-hit innings where you shut them out. Give me 7 innings of 4-run ball. And you weren't even close to doing that.
No, you weren't. I mean, you give up 5 in the second inning. So, I mean, you're right. Mets are down 6, but... And it actually bothered me when he said it, just because for some reason, I don't know why, but Buck after the game talking about how proud he was that the guys fought back. It's baseball, though, man. It's just, you're not going to start giving up at bats. You're not going to quit. So they do battle back. And in typical Mets fashion, where we can't, seem to put everything together at the same time, Verlander has a bad start. You still have a chance because you fight all the way back. You end up taking the lead in the 7th. And what happens? Bottom of the 7th, Jeff Brigham gives it right back. Right back.
Was it last week or the week prior when we were talking about the Yankees bullpen and having Peralta, just how much depth there is, and then the Mets, and who do you trust? I mean, do you trust Nagasek? Do you trust Brigham? I mean, how many guys? I mean, you probably don't even trust Ottavino. For me, it's Robertson and Raley, and that's about it. And you see, when you don't get length from your starters, you have to go to guys that are not worthy of pitching in that position.
Well, that's been the problem. I mean, they're having a hard time putting it all together. Right, I mean, and so when they get good pitching, they haven't hit, or when they have an opportunity like they had in this game where Verlander didn't pitch well, where the offense battles all the way back because it is Colorado and you can score a ton of runs, that you immediately give it back and end up losing that game. And then you follow that up with a game where you score 10 runs and you lose. And Tyler McGill, not very good again.
Terrible.
So, yeah, I mean, they have real problems. The only upside being that Francisco Alvarez has now, I mean, he's settled in as a stud.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Yeah, move him up in the lineup.
I told you last week. Remember, I said I'm not having this discussion. Like everyone was all freaked out. They're going to send him. I said I'm not having this discussion because that's not going to happen. And this guy is so good. I mean, every at bat you feel like he has a legitimate chance to hit a home run. He's a burgeoning star, is what he is.
Well, you understand.
He's the least of your worries.
Okay, you understand. Just to put this into context, you understand that Francisco Alvarez currently now has as many home runs as Mets catchers had all of last season. You get that right?
It's pretty remarkable.
8 home runs is how many home runs the Mets catchers had
Months into the season.
Yeah, and by the way, just so everyone knows too, this is since April 23rd. His average is over 300. He's got 8 home runs, 18 RBI, and his OPS is 1,057.
And they're still losing games.
Well, yeah, and they're still losing games. So
you have the most home runs in baseball in Pete Alonso.
Right.
You have a rookie catcher who is playing out of his mind, who got called up when? It's not even like he has 8 home runs in 2 months. He probably has 8 home runs in 5 weeks, right? And you still can't find a way to win games. Lindor's got a lot of RBIs. Nimmo's had a pretty good season. And you're still sitting here at 500.
Right. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's got 8 home runs and 100, just over 100 at-bats. 104 at-bats.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, that's why they move up in the lineup. I don't know if he's going to settle in at 2, but I mean, I think he's shown Buck enough that, I mean, he's clearly going to be an impact bat. And now we need everyone else to come along for the ride now.
Take a listen to this from Buck Showalter after the game on Sunday about the rest of the season. Here he is.
Good days ahead. Good things ahead. Guys are competing their butt off. You know, I'm really proud. I was, you know, giving up that many runs and different things. It could have been very easy to pull sand in around you, but they kept competing. We had got the tying run to the plate again, and I'm proud of them. We got some things we need to clean up in some areas, and we're going to start that again Tuesday.
So do you agree with that? So many good things he looks at right now? You agree with that or no?
No, I don't think there's so many good things. I mean, I get it. I mean, that's what you're supposed to say as a manager. You're proud of you guys that they continue to battle. I just know since I play baseball a couple times a week that it's not like a sport where you're going to just give up. I'm not going to give up at bats. Oh, look, we're losing by a couple runs. I'm just going to go, you know what? I'm just going to go swing away and who cares what happens. No, it's a bunch. Baseball is a bunch of individual matchups. Like, regardless of the score, I'm not going to go up there and give an at-bat away.
No.
I mean, it has ramifications for my season.
Well, it's your average. It's your livelihood, really, when you think about it.
Like, it's not a physical sport where it's like, I'm going to shy away from this contact. Like, we're down, you know, you're in football, you're down 3 touchdowns, and there's 3 minutes left in the game. It's like, probably don't want to hurt myself. Or if it's hockey, we're down 5 goals. You know what I mean? I'm maybe not going to try to get myself run over.
Right.
But baseball, I'm not giving up at bats. Of course I'm going to try to grind it out.
And he's so impressed by this? He's so impressed they went
Well, what
went
else could you be impressed by?
He went to we went to Colorado. We faced the dregs of their rotation, and we lost 2 out of 3. Boy, it doesn't get better than that, huh?
No, and I got Ryan McMahon killing us. The pitching wasn't good. Bullpen wasn't good. I mean, what is there to be happy
about?
Well,
I don't know. He sits here giving me this all, don't worry, better times are ahead. I hope he's right, but I don't know what he watches that leads him to believe that that's the case.
You had a series, again, and this is like, it's like flashbacks to last year when we're all fired up because, you know, we have our, you know, the staff was set exactly how we wanted it against Atlanta, and it didn't work. And then exactly how we wanted it set up in the playoffs against the Padres, and it didn't work. And then you go into this series against Colorado saying to yourself, all right, here we go, our two guys.
Especially after Scherzer gave you that performance on Friday, you think to yourself, worst case scenario, we'll go 1-1 in the final two, we'll be 2 games above, we'll come back for Philadelphia. I mean, Oakland beat Atlanta last night, for
God's
sakes.
Well, you feel like it's a guaranteed series win, is what you're feeling like.
Of course.
Right, you got Scherzer and Verlander going up against the Rockies. I don't care that it's in Colorado. It's Scherzer and Verlander.
Correct.
Our offense should be able to do as much damage as Colorado's can against our guys, at the very least. And then you score 17 runs and you lose both games.
Both games. And you had a 6-2 lead. It was gone like that. I mean, like that.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Today's going to be questions. I got beautiful questions.
Fact or fiction today.
Fact or fiction today. Yes. What number did you wear at the Islanders? Some nasty stuff about me.
It seems like every week there's nasty stuff about you.
What do you think that is? Did I tell you I had a dream about RJ?
I hugged hard bodies the other night.
No.
I think we add this to the thinking about Ray in the shower, maybe.
So if you have a dream about a
friend...
Well,
it depends on what kind of dream. How did it end?
I was thinking about Ray in the shower this morning.
No, it wasn't a shower kind of situation.
Was it
no.
A moist dream? What kind of dream was it?
No, it was not. So, I don't know.
I am hot.
He was angry at me. And he was lashing out. RJ, you were very upset with me. And apparently, believe it or not, I pushed something just too far. And you were like, I'm done with you. And I was like, no, come on, Artie. Like, I'm done. And you would not have me kind of trying to walk it back. And then finally, he goes home. I go home. I figure next day it'll be all better. He goes, I thought about how you could make it better. He said, you start rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I said, I will not do that. And he said, well, that's on the table.
Go
if you
Bert.
Choose to want to, you know, repair the friendship. and the work relationship, that's what you'll do. I said,
and
no.
What'd you say to him? Your mother?
No, I just said
that was the reflex.
No, no, it was not. I said, I will not root for the Eagles, and I'm sorry, we're done. I don't know how it turned out because I that was the end, but I would not succumb to his disgusting advances.
I got
to
tell you though,
mm-hmm.
love where Dream RJ's head is at. Love where he tries to take things, but he's got to know better. I mean, when you go in with that kind of ultimatum, that's just saying the friendship's over. We're done here.
Like, I think you believed in retrospect that I could crumble.
I want to know what drove him to that point.
I don't know, it was a test.
I think it was RJ's way of testing Dave and how much Dave cared about the friendship. I think
tremendously.
What happened, I'll tell you why he had the dream.
So you don't think that Dave crossed the line and to dream RJ and like that it can't
no.
he couldn't go back.
You guys are missing the bigger point though. RJ got snippy with Dave on Friday. I think that's why Dave had the dream.
Oh, it's like you're
I think you're probably right.
Subconscious talking to yourself.
Yeah, I think maybe we're on, you know, tender area right
no,
now.
No, I think you're fine.
You think? I don't know. He wanted me to root for the Eagles. He said the only way I could get back in his good graces is by rooting for the Eagles.
So you had this dream, and then you're walking through Princeton's campus.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know whether the dream happened first or the confrontation happened first.
So I think they're all connected in a way here.
Probably so.
I think the universe is speaking to you. And it almost resulted in you trying to beat up a Princeton student.
I wasn't looking for any
or
kind
being
of trouble.
Beat or being beaten up by a Princeton
student.
You
think that
was not going to happen.
We don't know how that was going to turn
allegedly.
Out.
Allegedly.
You could have taken him, you think?
I think so. Well, there's four of us.
Well, yeah, but the whole family, the whole Rothenberg family's not going to jump in.
What makes you think the rest of the family's going to jump in and help you beat up a college student?
That would send the right message. You can put that right in his transcript.
I think I would have been fine. But had I needed the help, I had reinforcements
right,
just there
waiting. His essay to get into Princeton. You guys won't believe what happened when we visited Princeton.
You know what? It's better than I was valedictorian in my high school class.
Better,
you
yeah.
know, captain of the soccer team, lettered in wrestling 4 years. How about when I was visiting your esteemed campus,
yes.
I mauled one of your students. How about that?
Well, we noticed on your transcript, Ben, that you guys got arrested, your whole family at Princeton.
Reunion weekend. What was that about? Well, Eagles situation. Dad said your mother, and it, you know, wound up
my role model,
off
my dad,
this.
Said. One of the students, your mother.
That's right.
And then we had to fight him as a family.
That's right.
Great.
It gets right in.
Right in.
Gets right in. All right, Yankees. I mean, boy, oh boy. After Friday night, you could kind of feel the, it's back to eight games. But Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Yankees win, win, win. Now it's back to six as Marcus Stroman does you a favor yesterday against the Rays and Yankees. They're 10 games over. They are fine. They are absolutely fine.
Yeah, they're fine, and they're going to get reinforcements now coming back.
Although Bader left the game last night.
Right, that's what I was going to say. You don't love that because he's been great since he's been back. I think I'm willing to say it, and I get it. He does both, which is clearly an advantage, but Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball. I think the definition of most valuable. I mean, what is this team without him? Seriously. He plays well, they win, he doesn't. You don't love their chances.
Correct. No, he's dominant. I mean, the only two other guys I could even throw into the mix are Otani. I mean,
Acuna right now.
And I was going to say an Acuna. That's
yeah, it. But at least Acuna, when you look at his team, like look what Olsen's doing too. I mean, look at that team. That Braves team.
Well, look at what the Yankees do. I mean, who they bat in the middle of their lineup.
Like even that Braves team last year, though, Acuna wasn't great for them last year coming off the knee. And they still won 101 games.
Right.
You're talking about a team last year that Aaron Judge carried. Into the playoffs, that almost fell apart. Like Aaron Judge single-handedly carried them into the postseason.
Look, I'm not arguing with you. He is awesome. There is no weakness in his game. And what do you have, two home runs and a double last night?
Two home runs, a double, and then robbed a home run.
Right. And the guy does absolutely everything you could possibly ask for. He's awesome.
Everything. I mean, seriously. Like, I mean, he is at a level right now that is an athlete you dream about.
Like yeah, being, but, he's at, but he's been at that. It's not like he was there last year and now he's taking a step back. He was there last year. He was MVP. He was sensational. And he's the same player this year.
Well, that's what I mean, though. Like, I mean, again, I understand, like, you know, year going into a contract year, want to stay healthy. You want to have big numbers because you want to get paid. Guy goes 62, has one of the great offensive seasons you ever seen in your entire life. He gets the 9-year, $360 million deal. Is this going to be what Aaron Judge is now? And
yes.
I think both of us said, 62, that's too much to ask.
Well, yeah, he's not going to hit 62, but he's
still going to be
53.
But he's still going to be one of the best, if not the best player in baseball.
He is. I say it all the time. I would never pitch to him. I would never pitch to him.
When you look at what happened last night, too, and I get it. You know, we always hear this about players at his level, especially when they're as important to the team's success as Aaron Judge is. Like, we got to find this guy protection. So when Stanton comes back, he's that protection.
Correct.
Or Rizzo, the way he's played, he missed the game yesterday because of
wrist.
Well, the whole Tatis thing, right? He was banged up. But Willie Calhoun is batting third.
That's right.
For the Yankees.
That's right.
Followed by DJ LeMahieu, who's not really the same DJ LeMahieu that we saw in his first couple years with the Yankees. You're right. Why are you pitching to him?
It makes no sense. Why in the world are you giving him anything?
He hit a ball 116, almost 117 miles an hour off the foul pole.
That was a laser beam is what it was. The guy is phenomenal. Here's Aaron Boone on what Judge means to this team.
Such a special player, obviously, that, you know, can just do things that no one else can, and fun to watch him do it every day.
He's awesome. Here he is on the sensational catch by Aaron Judge.
I mean, what do you say? I had a text from my son, maybe the greatest catch he's ever seen. And then, I mean, what a day.
Let's not get crazy. One of the greatest catch we've ever seen.
Well, his son is young.
Even Judge after the game was like, listen.
It was a really good catch.
I'm 6'7".
Right. I should make that catch.
I should take advantage of that. I was surprised they left Bryce Miller in as long as they did, too.
Just to get beat up. Well, and he's young, too. It's not like he's 30.
Well, he'd been unbelievable.
Right. But I'm saying, like you don't want this young guy to have his confidence shattered, right?
Exactly right. And he got hit around last night.
He got hammered. What do you allow, 11 hits and eight earned runs?
Yeah. A couple home runs.
Yeah, not good.
No, not great at all.
Seattle always feels like that team to me that's just, they're frauds.
Oh, they made the playoffs last year.
Yeah. I get it.
I mean, they should have the talent to be a perennial playoff team.
Well, their pitching is good. I mean, Gilbert and Kirby and, right? I mean, this
Castillo.
Kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I just don't love this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to really wrap your arms around them, but they're still, I mean, they're a good team.
Totally agree. Julio Rodriguez, special player.
Special
too.
Player. Herman was pretty good last night for the Yankees.
Sure. Right. I guess it was no issue, no substance, no substance. Rosin,
gonna,
no nothing like that.
He's going to calm down on that. He's going to too much. He recognizes it. Too sticky. He's going to go back to what he used to do, where it wasn't nearly as much rosin. Rodon had a productive 20-pitch bullpen.
Donaldson is close.
Oh, yeah.
Stanton is close.
And the thing with Donaldson coming back is who they send down, who they end up getting rid of.
What do you think?
I would say they probably send Cabrera down.
That makes sense.
Right, because you had IKF at short. The thing would be, I mean, if Volpe needs a day, who's going to play short? Put IKF there. That way you're not losing anyone because Cabrera's got the options.
And defensively, he's pretty good.
Yeah, IKF's fine.
Right. Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think that makes sense.
Because you don't want to lose it. I mean, that's the thing. You wouldn't have to lose anybody.
But now Bader's going to go on the IL.
Maybe.
Oh.
Well, you don't love that. Yeah, I mean, listen, who knows? But that's, again, I mean, you notice the difference when he's back.
He's
what
terrific.
It's meant for the Yankees since he's been back.
He is an elite defensive center fielder. An elite defensive center fielder.
Which, I mean, when you have him in center and Aaron Judge in right, I mean, that defense with those two.
Yeah, it's a real problem. Here is Aaron Judge on the win last night.
You know, I said, you know, we could have cashed this game in after a tough series with the Padres and, you know, travel all the way to the West Coast. You know, we got a tough Seattle team. We could have cashed in this first game, but the guys came out swinging. You know, glad to have Domingo back on the mound. You know, he's a dynamic pitcher for us and, you know, a big part of this rotation. You know, he's got a lot of elite pitches, plus pitches, great command with it. So, you know, getting him back, giving him a little bit of runs there and letting them work in his first start back was huge. So it's just a testament to this team. You know, everybody came out swinging. You know, I think that was a season high with hits and fun to be a part of those. But now we got another big game tomorrow.
Yeah, every day's a big game, especially when you're down by six to Tampa.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, it's the thing with baseball. It's a grind. It's every day. So, I mean, you enjoy the win. You had 18 hits. Everyone hit. It was nice to have Herman back. I thought Marinaccio coming in had a couple of huge outs. And you regroup and you're back at it. That's the mental grind. That's what makes baseball so difficult.
It's the blessing and the curse, right? If you're Seattle, it's like, all right, we got hammered, but guess what? We get to play again tomorrow. You're the Yankees. You win huge, but don't enjoy it too long because you have to play again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I also think it's the difference between, like, say, we mentioned IKF, right? Because, I mean, Cabrera just offensively has not, and I like him, but offensively, Oswaldo Cabrera has not been good, is IKF as a super utility player not having to show up every day and carry the weight of being the everyday shortstop is probably to his benefit because he's really not at that level.
Correct.
So, you know, a couple times a week, I need you to play third. I need you to play short.
And he can do that. And he's a good kind of, you know, Swiss Army knife.
Right. I mean, you don't have to see him every day. He had a couple hits last night. Plays good defense. I wouldn't put him in left field too often, but, I mean, third base, he's won a gold glove.
Oh, gets the job done. Fine. Absolutely. 1-800-919-3776. We got some calls. Let's get to them. Let's go to our guy, Wes in East Hanover. Good morning, Wes. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, company. Yeah, I want to jump on the bandwagon about bashing MLB and their scheduling, right? So, no Yankees till super late. How many of us actually watched that? Not me. No Mets. And then the Braves play Sunday Night Baseball against the Phils. They travel to Oakland. They play a 5 o'clock local time, and they lose to the A's. Like, what are we doing, MLB? Why should the A's be playing on Memorial Day? Those fans won't show up anyway. So I know today's not a rush, but that's the kind of mood I'm in today. So, but man,
well, you're also upset because you lost to the A's.
I know. It stinks. But it is what it is. I think everyone should be playing. I don't know why they're not playing on this day. Everybody, a lot of day games on top of it all. So either way, it's been a good, we'll see what happens.
It's because Major League Baseball has a hard time getting out of its own way, is what happens with Major League Baseball.
But it's such a great landing spot.
Great landing spot.
Most people are not working.
Yeah, most people aren't working. Most people are at barbecues hanging out. You're looking for something to watch on TV if you're in the house. And there was, sports-wise, nothing on.
There was absolutely nothing on. By the way, I just saw the weather forecast for Thursday.
Gorgeous.
85 and sunny.
85 is going to be hot.
85 will be hot.
The activities that you want
to do. Oh, it's an SUV protected shirt.
I got to make sure I have my sunblock ready to go.
Right, or a big hat. Because your face is just...
It looks terrible?
No, it looks good. It's just dark.
Get him the Dave Gettleman bucket
hat. It's a lot of sun. A lot of sun.
Took on a lot. Well, I sat at the link with no cloud protection for five consecutive hours.
Oh, I got pythons.
Yeah.
It's very hot there.
You look healthy.
Thank you.
Like the pale Dave doesn't look nearly as good as this new... Sun-kissed.
Well, you're gonna get this
overly sun-kissed
all summer. Well, so we're gonna dumb it down a little bit. Good. It can't be this.
Because remember, we're gonna have black jerseys on too.
Oh, that'll be good. Right. 85 in black jerseys
with whatever kind of liquid you'll be consuming. A couple White Claws, whatever you want. Seltzers.
I'm sure there's gonna be more than enough options there.
Plenty.
I'm not concerned about the people.
Some of us will start early.
Are you going to be drunk during the show?
No, we're not drunk.
You're going to be drunk during the show.
No.
Yeah, you're going to tie one on during the show.
I feel good.
You have the open. You better not be all pepped up by 6 o'clock.
Oh, I'll be pepped up, but I'll
be 6 o'clock.
No,
you better be sober at 6.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
So what this is going to turn into, Ray? Right? This is going to turn into Dave. What you carried the show?
No,
please.
Well, I'll be gone. You'll be missing. Like you'll have to probably carry some segments.
Oh, not even probably.
I'm man of the people. I have to. Well, go
he's
going to
be. You can see it already. He's going to be out there. He's going to be flexing. He'll be feeling his muscles. And then he's going to.
Why am I going to be feeling my muscles? Why can't I just walk around and meet everybody?
Because I know how it is.
It's mingling with the people.
Thank you.
So if I choose to mingle, I can't mingle because I have to be the responsible. Why do I have to be the adult?
You have to carry.
Why?
Because you're not a mingler, and that's your role. Raymond knows. Raymond used to do the night shows with me and Alan.
Those were fun times.
Yeah, minutes I was gone.
Why can't I mingle?
It's more difficult at that time because it's more socially acceptable for you guys to be drinking during the show.
Well, as a beer sponsor too.
That's the thing.
Right, he's gonna be all lit up at 6:30 the morning on Thursday.
Probably no, not 6:30, but
by 7 o'clock.
I think here's the thing. I was thinking
I'm not gonna take the low hanging flute.
I think for the live open on Thursday,
yeah.
Maybe at the end when I go through, we have an observations. Did it happen in Florida? But before we get to all that, maybe we should sing a live duet. Maybe.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Something like that.
Maybe we have a sing along with everyone there.
Well, we have to have a song that everyone can sing along to,
right? Well, maybe like a Taylor Swift song.
Well, if Aaron was there, you know he knows the words.
Oh, he sure does.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. Well, I like you. I like you thinking.
I'm just saying.
I'm a Swiftie.
That way, everyone's included. You're included.
That's right.
The audience is included.
That's right.
Gives them a reason to be there at 6.
That's right. I have a feeling it's going to be quite the turnout.
It's going to be wild. I'm getting pictures. I'm getting DMs. We've got the wiffle balls all ready to go. We got a strike zone.
I was talking to a buddy of mine this weekend. He lives in Florida now, but he grew up in Manhasset. Apparently, he still owns his place right across the street. He said, you guys hit a home run with the spot.
Oh, the spot's great.
He said, Publicans is a really good spot.
Great spot.
I was like, really? He's like, yeah, whoever did it, either A, lives on Long Island, so it's convenient for them. I said, well, Rick lives on Long Island. It's convenient for him. I'm like, oh, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect. The Republicans on our walk right by Starbucks. Boom, I pick up my my chai latte. I'm going to go two shots of espresso.
Because you need juice.
Yes, I'll have the juice and then right to the train.
I'm going to need sliced fruit from Publicans.
Well, I don't know if they can have sliced fruit.
Well, I'm going to need
that. We can arrange it. There's plenty of stuff there, though. Get delicious pizza.
I want either egg whites or sliced fruit.
So high maintenance.
I'm not high maintenance.
RJ, have you ever seen anyone so high maintenance in your life? Like, we're going to do a live show, and the man is going to request sliced fruit.
How awful is that, RJ? I'm going to a restaurant, and I would like to have fruit. I'm not asking for baked Alaska.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting sliced fruit.
You want me to bring you a banana? I'll slice you up a banana.
You could chow down on the garnishes they put in the drinks.
Right. I get you orange slices.
Bunch of limes.
I like lime.
Pineapple?
Love pineapple.
All right. Some cherries?
I'm not a big cherry guy.
Okay. We'll find something. Listen, I am confident that we'll find something. And you know the people that listen to the show, all our friends with the company. I mean, last
bring
time.
Fruit.
Right. Last tailgate, they had your favorite M&Ms. Cookies.
Get them a nice sangria. You get the fruit right there.
Oh, right. Sangria.
That would be nice.
Alcoholic fruit.
But hey, no. I can't drink at that hour because I'm going to have to carry for you.
No. Just a one.
Yeah, one leads
to seven.
Take
the edge off.
One leads to seven. Now I'm gambling live on air. That's how it works. All right. I got to stay very well maintained. Brian Milburn. Good morning, Brian. You're on 98.7.
Hey. Good morning, y'all. I missed y'all. I ain't been a call in a while. I have to say something about the managers in Major League Baseball. I didn't know Buck sounded like Boone. Like, would they cut a plate, grow men now? Like, is this Little League? And when you get, oh, it was a good loss. What is going on here?
Well, I didn't say it was a good loss. I mean, let's at least be fair in what he said. He didn't say it was a good loss.
Okay,
he said, we're going to be fine. I'm optimistic moving forward.
Oh, God. I mean,
I agree with you, but at least let's quote him for what he said.
Okay, question. Did you wear the Giants jersey at the cross thing?
No. I didn't bring didn't even bring a Giants jersey. No. I thought better of it, and I did not wear anything with Giants insignia at all on it at the link. Nothing. Because I was very mature.
Well, because you almost got into a fight before the actual lacrosse.
Well, no, but
games.
My intent was let me wear the Giants shirt prior, and I was thinking about the Giants hat, decided against it, and then still. It still had words.
Yeah, but I think, part of why you didn't bring just one T-shirt. You probably had a couple.
I had the hat ready to go.
That you probably would have wore to the link just to...
Well, then you guys dissuaded me from doing that, so I didn't do it.
But I'm saying, if you didn't get attacked verbally at Princeton...
I was not going to, because of the conversation that we had. You're like, there's no reason to do it.
You don't need to draw any attention to yourself.
Yeah. No.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.